Johnny just says, yeah, a little late listening this year. Missed a few days due to work and just being generally busy, but tuned in now, loving the commentary, listening from a very sunny Nottinghamshire. The bonus being that I have passed my driving theory test this morning. Now it's time to relax with Radio Roland Garros. The big test you'll now find, Johnny, is getting a date for your actual test, depending on which part of the country you're in. That's not easy.
And I don't know if he's going to relax with Sophie coming on air.
No, no, there's no danger.
There's no relaxing.
No chance of that.
You relax when you sleep.
No chance of that.
No.
So thank you, Antoine.
Thank you very much.
Antoine, yes. Have a great day. And, that's Marcus, right?
Marcus, yes.
Enjoy your time. And
now, just make sure you're not playing with Sophie's button.
Excuse me.
No, that's okay. He's pressed the right one this time. And enjoy the football tonight, Antoine, if you can. I shall give
what
way.
Football?
Oh, so.
Is there something tonight? Is there football or something?
There is a...
Huh?
Little match. Well, it'll be interesting. You can get exclusive here because Simon is a massive Liverpool fan, and they've just sacked Arne Slot. So do ask him for his thoughts on that, okay?
Yes, I will.
What was the name of the Liverpool manager?
I don't know, but Liverpool.
I just said it. Arne Slot.
Who?
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot is Dutch.
Arne Slot. Eine Host, no, Arne Slot.
Yes.
Arne Slot.
Good luck, Simon.
So, what do you think about Arne Slot?
He's got to put his mic on first.
Well, yeah, we'll be there. You just got to think about it.
What's
probably.
The name again?
Arne Slot.
Very good. Au revoir, good. Bonne chance, Simon.
No,
she's up for it today.
Sophie, she's up for it every day. Au revoir, mes amis.
It's like Chinese whispers. What's the name of the manager?
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
His name's Arne Slot.
Arne Slot.
Arne.
Arne.
Slot.
Slot. I met Casper Ruud's, I think, nephew yesterday, who actually bought my book.
Oh, yeah.
For his kid. And very sweet guy.
I'm pretty sure it was sure,
his,
a nice
his
family.
Nephew or his brother-in-law. Anyway, he was a very nice guy. I did give him a little autograph, a little signing. And
you did a book
nice.
Signing?
You haven't heard?
Not possible to have not heard.
Anyhow. Hey, listen, I tell you what.
Sophie doesn't like talking about herself, though, so we'll just move on.
No, but listen, I heard that Alizé Cornet, when she did a book signings, sold one book.
Wow.
I sold at least 12. Okay?
That's good.
I know, I just...
How was it?
It was fun. Are you talking?
Alizé Cornet bought the other 11.
She came to buy all 12.
Thank you very much, Marcus. Thank you, Antoine.
Au revoir, Marcus.
How was it, Sophie?
It was great.
Good experience?
It was great. You know, it's tough. It's very hard to sell a book.
It is, yeah.
But it was fun. It was a great experience. I talked to many people. And, you know, some people are just scared to talk, I found out. And even if you don't buy the book, just let's chat about tennis, you know.
That's,
But anyway, it was fun. And I'm going to do another one next Friday at 5 p.m.
Good.
And before that, I might just pop up there and do another one.
It's a lot of word of mouth, these things. You know, once people hear about it.
You know, the good thing is, the fun thing about this book is because of having the QR codes in there, I get a message every time there's a QR code that is looked at from a country. So I know if the book is successful by the amount of messages I get from people looking at the QR codes.
It's a slippery slope, though, because after I co-wrote my book, on Amazon, you can sort of figure out roughly how it's selling.
Hard,
it's
though.
Got a listings.
Yeah.
It's in, you know, it's a top 100 and all this sort of stuff. It's hard to stop yourself from checking that every
day.
Yeah,
I'm not.
It means nothing.
I never wrote the book to make money, to tell you the truth.
Yeah.
I really wrote the book because...
Did you get paid for
just,
it?
I paid for it. Are you kidding?
There you
go. It cost me a lot of money. Well, I mean, I paid to buy the books. I mean, it's a complicated thing when you write a book. If you want to know more about it, it costs money. You know, when you have no name and nobody wants to really publish you. But
you
I was
have
lucky.
A name.
No, but you know what I mean. I'm not a Martina Navratilova.
Did you think about doing it in French first?
No, I definitely not.
No. Because you want the English market.
No, not at all. Because I'm just, it's easier for me right now because I've lived in the States for so long. But doesn't mean that it's not coming. It is.
No, of course.
It will be translated and obviously
that's good.
Look at it. So here they are.
Yeah, well, what a first set. Diane Parry, first set, 6-3 against Amanda Anisimova.
Big.
Anisimova, the number 6 seed, dressed in very nice pale green outfit. Diane Parry in sort of two tones of green, dark green skirt and green, pale green top as she slices the return just over the baseline.
It's kind of a short skirt. A skirt, we call them.
Six love, Sabalenka first set against Daria Kazatkina.
Kazatkina was up 40-love, couldn't even hold.
Well, it's such a bad matchup for Kazatkina.
Yeah.
It's just so much power Sabalenka has. She seems to be able to do everything a little bit better with a bit more power, and that can translate into very one-sided scorelines if you're not careful. Set and 4-1, Matteo Berrettini, sort of forgotten man of men's tennis, coming good again.
Yep.
After a lot of injury issues, he leads Komasana on court Simon Mathieu. Anisimova, cross court to Parry, goes up the line. A lot of power on that forehand, just wide. Jody says, what is a driving theory test? I mean, I understand a driving test where the examiner's in the car with you for a certain amount of time, but what's a driving theory test?
It's a practice, no?
In the UK now, at least, it is the theory of what happens in certain situations. So it might be like spotting danger. For example, you're driving along and you might see a sheep crossing the road or some kids coming out.
Where
or
are you driving?
A school sign. In the middle of nowhere where no one can stop me.
Oh, my.
Barry Long on the return. So you figure out all the driving code, which you have to learn, and you take questions on it, and if you don't pass that, you can't pass your practical. It's 40 love Anisimova on a very, very warm day again at Roland Garros, but it's going to be the last. It's going to break tonight, we're told.
Oh, can't wait.
It'd be nice to be able to sleep properly, that's for sure.
Yep.
And also for the players, the fans, especially the fans and the ball boys and girls and officials, that'll be a massive relief come tomorrow. Parry goes over the baseline. It's a love hold of serve for Anisimova.
We forget a lot about the camera crew also who are out
photographers.
There.
Photographers.
Day after day. And it's really rough, I tell you, because I talked to some of the camera crew yesterday and they were like, they try to switch, but they can't really switch, just like the chair umpire. It's just rough.
Jody's asking you, Sophie, is your book available on Audible?
It is in
audio format for blind people.
It is
good.
It's on Audible. It's on what's the Audible one that is called? It's very known. There's only one. Oh, it's not Audible. I'm so sorry. I take that back.
I haven't.
I'm in the process of. I'd like to narrate it. So it's not yet because the book just came out last week. I'm sorry. I take that back.
That's all right, Jody. Hopefully, it'll be on there soon.
Yeah. Because I totally thought about this, from day one. It's just, it takes a little time. It just was printed.
It does take time. Often with book publishing, it's interesting. If you have the luxury of an enormous book publisher behind you, they can do a lot of the stuff without you worrying about it. If you have a smaller, more independent publisher, as you do, then you have to do a lot of the publicity yourself and have to push it, talk to people, and it's a lot of word of mouth, and it takes time. Beautiful backhand from Parry. Oh, it's a joy to watch that one-hander. Rips it across Anisimova at the net.
Cross-court pass, absolutely gorgeous. But, going back to the publisher, I was very lucky to have Randy Walker with the new chapter because he's been there, done that. He's done many, many publishing books. He wrote books himself, so it was very good guidance. And I tell you, he did it very fast. He was amazed, actually, to find out that we had it here, which was the goal, to have it at Roland Garros.
He used to be the press officer for the U.S. Davis Cup team many years ago.
Yeah, he's very much involved and ingrained in tennis, loves it, loves his tennis. Just actually ran a tournament in Vero Beach, which was incredible, which the winner won that came from nowhere, like 800 in the world, something absolutely out of this world. You've heard about
it, right?
They
get incredible entries in those tournaments. Parry, serve and volley almost, but it's more of a drive volley. 30-15.
I mean, I love the fact that Parry is so quiet and so zen out there. She doesn't seem to be bothered by the immense opportunity that she's having and playing on this huge court at home. A lot of the players, I don't want to name Emily Morisma, but had a very hard time.
I was going
to
say so.
Very hard time to play in front of a crowd, and I think Parry is really handling it very well.
Caroline Garcia, a little of the same. The pressure, the expectations of a home crowd. Anisimova nets, and started to get to Anisimova this.
Put
a hand over her face, she's crouched down.
Well, the thing is, the more you start having reactions and the more you exaggerating a lot of energy, the less you're going to get if the match keeps going and gets longer. So it's got to be careful.
Yeah, we know she can be quite emotional on court, Anisimova, but she's also had an incredible last year or so. Two Grand Slam finals last year, recovering from losing Love and Love in the Wimbledon final to reaching the US Open final, which is a remarkable achievement.
Ace from Diane Parry to finish off her opening service game of the second set. It's one game apiece.
You know, it's funny when you really look at the big picture of this. Love and Love at Wimbledon, 100% of the people in the world would love to lose Love and Love at Wimbledon.
They would take getting to the final.
No. Yeah. They would take losing Love and Love. I will sign up to lose Love and Love on any occasions. Are you kidding? Getting to the final already, and then
it doesn't matter, anybody in
the world, players, non-players, I would sign for this.
Well, that's good prize money for a start.
It doesn't matter. It's just the fact that you got to a final.
Well, that's what I mean. You're signing up for getting to the final.
I don't care losing a win.
All right.
Got there.
15-0.
Lizzie in Utah. I've heard you mention, Sophie, having a new book, but I've totally missed what it's called and what it's about. Could you tell us more, please?
Of course.
Just
in case you haven't heard. I think she's made it. It's called
Sarcasm by Sophie Amiens.
Smart and Simple. Thanks for asking. Ask again.
Serve from Anisimova. 15-love, 1-all.
She's way far from the middle on her serve position, which really gets her very vulnerable for any down the line return. And a double fault here. Didn't even look at the return for Parry.
Parry was about to move around her backhand, hit the big forehand return.
Now, would you think the title in L'Equipe tomorrow, if Parry wins and Parry wins also, it's going to be Parry, c'est Parry à Paris?
Do you think that Parry would...
Because you can do all this.
Do you think Diane Parry would
with our name
get on the front page?
If you want to do something like Parry, c'est Parry at Parry with Parry.
C'est Parry, that would be it, wouldn't it?
I mean, it's huge to me. That's such a play on word with our last name.
Oh, it'd be lovely, but the problem is football dominates so much, doesn't it?
I hear you, but maybe.
Maybe, you never know.
It's a very good one.
If she was playing Sabalenka and she beat her, or if she won it, perhaps, that would be a different thing. Netcord goes in the favour of Anisimova. Ball lands in, but she's still playing the rally. Big forehand down the line. Parry sticks out a racket, just blocks it back. Good forehand inside out from Anisimova. And a fist pump towards her team, and it's 40-15.
I mean, if Anisimova wants to get back into this match and have a chance, she has to be more aggressive to the back end to push Parry to go with the slice and eventually come behind it to take it in the air or get a short ball like she did right here and put it away.
Third round of a Grand Slam for Parry. Never got to the fourth round or beyond. Anisimova again. There's a whopping great inside out forehand, but it's just long.
But that was a tactic again. Just going deep to the backhand. Backhand slice lands short from Parry. And Anisimova had an opportunity to put that away. Missed it long.
Umpire came down to have a look, but got the confirmation she wanted. And it's 40-30, one game apiece in the second set. First set to Parry, who's waiting about 2 feet behind the baseline to return a good serve. Well, it looked a good serve, it was a tiny bit long. Just waits for the ball boy to return to his spot. Slow, methodical warm-up on her service action, then unloads with a great serve, slider down the tee. It's a second serve ace for Anisimova, and she holds for 2-1. Meanwhile, having totally written off Daria Kazatkina's chances against Aryna Sabalenka, she has broken in the second set. She leads 2-1, having dropped the first 6-love.
See, I was thinking before that match that Kazatkina could bother Sabalenka because the court is so much shorter, and we know Kazatkina can really use that forehand with a lot of topspin to push her back. But apparently, I mean, she got on the court very aggressive, taking that ball very early. Didn't really let Kazatkina breathe. But here, as you mentioned, getting a break, very important, but she's got a break back point against her.
Yeah, she just slightly lacks the power. It's 7-2 in their head-to-head, Sabalenka, over Kazatkina. And Kazatkina has lots of touch and feel and variety, but she doesn't have the power that Sabalenka has. And we know what Sabalenka can do when she's on a game. Sophie's going mad here.
I love this music.
She's doing some chair dancing.
Oh, please.
Love it.
If only there was a webcam. Please never bring a webcam into the studio.
You would have to wear something else than your shorts.
What is wrong with my shorts?
Just a bit casual.
Well, I did say that I normally do think it's sort of something inside my head says that you have to wear some form of trousers for work because it's, you know, it is work. But it's unbearably hot. I'm sorry, we had to give in.
It is.
Tomorrow I'll be back wearing trousers. All be good. The legs can disappear again. And we'll be back to normal. Back on level terms on Court Simon Mathieu, Berrettini and Commissano 4-all. In the second set, Berrettini taking the first on a tiebreak, and it's Juan Manuel Cerúndolo after his amazing win over Jannik Sinner. He is 5-4 up on Martin Landaluce of Spain. He's got 30-15 on the Spaniard serve as well. Here on Chatrier, it is 2-1 Anisimova. Parry serving, having taken the first set, just lets the ball toss drop. And then goes again. Backhand inside-out return from Anisimova is a classic.
It's a classic. Especially when you have a very short serve that doesn't have much on it. She's going to attack it constantly. She loves to go down the line on the ad side, especially the backhand side. Anisimova, one of the best backhand in the world on the WTA Tour for sure.
Yeah, that one she went inside-out, which was took Parry by surprise slightly. It's love 15. Backhand straight down the middle of the court from Anisimova. Not much depth on it. And she's punished by the forehand from Parry.
Oh, it's much better when you get your first serve in and with good depth and good speed.
No, only ever beaten one top 10 player, Diane Parry, in her career. That was Krejcikova here at Roland Garros. She's lost seven in a row since against top 10s. But playing some cracking tennis, and she's taking the battle to Anisimova here. Ace down the tee. Anisimova thinks about whacking that ball away and disgust thinks better of it as the ball boy appears in her vision. Sensible choice. Parry's got a thick strapping on her left thigh.
Yeah, she's often has this. She's got a pulled thigh very often. She's had that throughout her career.
So is this one precautionary?
Yeah, sometimes, but I'm sure she's feeling it a little bit.
Yeah, the cement of geometries in there. Nice 1-2 serve and drive volley behind Anisimova, 40-15.
If she keeps that first serve, especially in this game, to that level, and it's going to be great because she can really hurt behind that. And sometimes, not even with the last one here, ace on the deuce side, not even have to play another ball. So, first serve, very, very key for her.
Yeah, serves out wide to Anisimova, tries to lash it up the line, puts it in the net. It's 2-2. Good hold for Parry.
Amazing first serve percentage in this game. Makes the difference.
Dan says, "Hello, Radio Roland Garros. Question for you: how far do you think Elena Svitolina will get in this year's Roland Garros?"
You know, I said from the beginning of the tournament that she obviously has a chance to get in the last eight.
Definitely.
Last four, but I really didn't see her going all the way because of the amount of tennis she's played, you know, from Rome, winning in Rome to here. I know that she had a week off, but that week was very, very busy because of Gael Monfils, you know, all the stuff that was around him that she was here for, that she also played in the Gael Monfils night that they had during the fan week. I think it's a tough one because the energy, regardless of
15-0,
you know how much you can deal with it, and she's great to deal with, but you lose energy. And for a tournament of that nature on this surface with the heat in the first week, that's going to take a toll on somebody who's 31 years old, has been playing so much tennis already since the beginning of the year. So
I have to say, she looked very good yesterday. She played well. She looked like she had lots of energy. I take your point about the heat and the cumulative effect and all the matches that she's played as well. But she plays Belinda Bencic in the fourth round tomorrow.
Which is going to be a tough match.
Which could be tough.
Yep. I think they both pretty much have somewhat similar game. I think the way that she's so aggressive, I mean, to me, is the incredible path of Svitolina in the last 4 years, coming back from maternity leave and changing completely her game. Being so much more aggressive. Her serve is better. She hits the ball so hard. She's going to have to take it to Bencic and from the get-go and be very aggressive because long match, not sure that's going to work.
And she plays Bencic, and then the winner of that plays Świątek or Kostyuk. So that'll
be... It's not getting any easier, is it?
No, exactly. Very tough. A couple of returns from Parry just drifting over the baseline. And it's 40 love quickly to Anisimova. two games apiece in this second set. Sabalenka's righted the ship in the Suzanne Longland battle on serve at 3-2 in the second, having won the first six love. Chip return from Parry is good. Then she's quickly across to her forehand side.
Je misses
the forehand, and it is a love hold from Anisimova.
Anisimova looks a bit
disgruntled about things, but she is 3-2 up in this second set.
It's not going to be about the serve, I think, for Parry, because if her serve starts to be lacking, you know, Anisimova is going to start, you know, punching some return and being more aggressive. So she needs to hold here and hope that maybe she herself can return better on the Anisimova serve, because I think Anisimova is playing a little bit tighter in this beginning of the match here than she was. So we'll see.
Yeah, she's not making too many mistakes, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's really the last service game of Paris was, there was nothing really Anisimova could do. It's just too good on the serve. I think she hit like 1 second serve in the whole game. All of them, the rest were winner serves or an ace.
It's true. Anna Kalinskaya has taken the first set on court 14 against Camila Osorio, 6-3. And it's still very tight on court 7. Landa Luce serving at 4-5 against Cirundolo. Juice in that first set. The other Cirundolo, Francisco, going out today. So just one Argentinian brother left in for the family to cheer on. A bit easier for the family to not have to run between courts. Bit of doubles going on as well. I see Magda Linette playing doubles with Yulia Starodubtseva.
She always wants two ice towels for her every time.
You can hear the umpire giving a few instructions to ball girls about their ice towels. They have to know what the players like and what they're looking for. It's about Parry serving at 2-3. Anisimova dropped the first set 6-3. The French woman playing some great tennis. Anisimova looking to bounce back. Second serve to the backhand of Anisimova, who fires it down the middle and too hot for Parry to handle. She just tries
zero guns.
Slice it back into play, but puts it in the middle of the net and then rehearses a full backhand.
Second serve, you're going to get hurt.
Yeah.
She knows it. I mean, she's got seven aces. She's been serving really well. Parry since the beginning of the match. 65% of first serve percentage in the box. 71% won on that first serve. That's huge. Second serve, 7 out of 17 points won only.
She gets the first serve in this time. And the backhand return goes over the baseline for Anisimova, who's really annoyed with herself. She was on that ball, but still missed it. Team looking hello comes out. People are too hot to get too involved in that chant. A lot of fans, waving fans in front of their faces. 15-all. Parry defends off a big forehand return from Anisimova and then plays a slice, changing the pace, giving Anisimova something different to look at. Anisimova plays the brilliant backhand drop shot after a good inside-out forehand. Nice touch from the American.
Gives a 15-5.
It was not an easy way to hit a drop shot. You normally like when the ball comes a little bit faster in your racket so you can counter it using the pace of your opponent. But this time, very slow backhand slice down the middle of the court from Parry and a very velvety hands from the racket of Anisimova to hit that winner drop shot.
Bit of danger for Parry, serving at 2-3, 15-30. Serves to the backhand of Anisimova, gets good depth with the return. Forehand hoisted deep from Parry. Then she goes inside out. Anisimova at full stretch on the backhand. Inside in. Parry's good. Forehand from Anisimova gets herself back in position. Hoists a high lob on the backhand. It's not going to land in. Good pressure from Parry. Good defence initially. Turned it into attack and it's 30-all.
It's really impressive to see how quickly Parry is able to get around her backhand to really trigger that forehand of hers that is her main weapon, inside in, inside out, and very quick on her legs, because it's not easy, because the power from the backhand of Anisimova when he goes cross court is going through the court very fast, so you got to be even faster to get around it.
2-3, 30-all. Parry serves down the tee, backhand return from Anisimova, inside out's good. Now she goes back down the line, catches the tape, sits up a little bit and gives Parry time to hit the forehand, and the backhand from Anisimova's in the net. And Anisimova bending double after that point. It looked like she sort of jarred herself
40-30.
Slightly. Seems okay. Probably just more annoyed than
I think she's annoyed, yeah.
Game point, Diane Parry. Blue skies over Court Philippe Chatrier. Incredible first week's weather, so hot. Big serve down the tee, chop back. Oh, it turns into a drop shot return from Anisimova. It wasn't deliberate. She puts her arm out in just to say, I didn't quite mean that. Slight apology.
Didn't mean it at all. But that was such a great serve. 181 kilometers per hour down the tee, and Parry doesn't win this point. And this is huge right here.
Stuck out the racket on the forehand side, and it turned into a drop shot return. Annoying for a server when they hit a really good serve and it's a miss hit that wins the point. Instead, she goes down the tee. Just wide, says Anisimova and the lines person. The umpire comes down. No, she says it is wide. Parry standing on top of the net thinking that it's hit the line. Crowd, of course, would like it to hit the line. Having a chat.
See, the mark ends for me there. And because they're sweeping a little bit outside, for me, the mark is not touching the line. That's what
this
I see.
This one is not touching.
For me, yes.
I love the... This one is not touching. For me, yes.
I think that means I don't agree with you.
Really?
It's going to be
you
a second
You can't
serve.
Be serious.
It's always discussion
somebody,
about the sweeping
somebody
of the
Somebody would
lines.
Have something to say. Johnny Mac would have not really taken that seriously.
See what Hawkeye says about that.
Yeah, well, they're not going to show it to us. You know why.
Just in case.
No, if they don't show it, that means it was good.
Parry serving. Second serve. Anisimova. Oh, it's a big second serve. Too big from Parry, and it's a double fault.
See, I still think that I want to go back to having those three challenges from the players with all the refs on court, all the lines people on court. I'm not liking that.
It was a good system.
Yeah, and it was fun for the fans.
Yeah.
I don't like the electronic line calling because... You know, we would have seen it again here.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And might have been good.
Could have. It certainly adds to the drama.
Yes. And it gives jobs for all those lines people that lost their jobs.
Yeah, that's right. Break point, Anisimova. Good serve on the backhand.
It's
and it's pulled into the tram lines by Anisimova.
She's definitely getting out of trouble because of the serve, but also got in trouble because she was obviously against the ruling of the chair umpire Deuce with that double fault.
Yeah, it's a long break between first and second serve as a result. Sometimes upsets the rhythm. Back to Deuce, 2-3. Parry serves. On the angle out wide. Slice serves good. Gets a chance to hit the forehand inside. Out down the line, actually. The forehand behind Anisimova gets a lob back into play. There comes a drop shot from Parry. It's into the tram lines.
Avantage.
Good defense from Anisimova. Pulling and pushing a ball high. She's definitely feeling it physically, I think, Anisimova, more than Parry.
Yep.
I mean, she hasn't played. You got to remember, she had a left wrist injury, so hasn't played since Miami. So, you know, it's a bit different when you don't come into a tournament like this with a lot of matches on the clay to build up your, obviously, your fitness.
Well, she's got a chance for the break here in the second set, having dropped the first. Again, Parry was looking to find the Anisimova backhand.
Courageous.
Yeah. Second serve. Anisimova wakes a foot behind the baseline. Ready to attack. Second serve to the backhand. Cross court goes Anisimova. Catches the top of the net. Flies away for a winner. Would have been a winner anyway. Let's give another break. 4-2, she leads.
Look,
in the second set.
It was just about the serve. If the serve diminishes just a slight bit, you know that Anisimova can take 10 chances, and once those chances are working, which didn't work, I think, in the first set as well as now, well, she's going to break. And now we are in a real battle in this second set, to say the least.
4-2, Anisimova. Message from Lucas. Good morning from Florida. Enjoying the commentary, as always, a long-time listener. Remember the Schiavone, Linar, and Pavlyuchenkova, Krejcikova finals fondly. Mm-hmm. My eldest child likes to try to guess who's playing based on the players' grunts in the background of the commentators.
That's fun.
Also, we have a first-time Roland Garros listener this year as our newest addition joined us on May the 1st.
Sweet.
Well, congratulations for that. I hope they're enjoying it.
15-0.
Grew up a big tennis fan as a result of the tennis ambience in the background.
Boy or
no
girl?
Doubt. Yeah, tell us.
Yeah.
She says, go Coco, says go, says Lucas, and yep. I guess goes Zverev.
All right.
And Lucas is job title is at the bottom of it. So chairman of the music department at Hobie Sound Bible College.
There you go.
In Florida.
Excellent.
Yeah, congratulations on your newest addition. 4-2, 15 all here. Anna Samova having got the break. Dropped the first to Diane Parry. Crowd going a little bit quiet. Probably just baking in the sunshine. Serve down the tee, chip back by Parry, and then the chip approach, the forehand approach, sliced approach from Anna Samova goes in the net. She just
15-30.
Questions to herself why she tried that.
No, actually, it's the right play. The ball is low. She needs to hit that. The problem is, as she hit that shot that she was going down the line with, she recovered to the middle a bit too much in a V position with the body and the racket being going to the other side and clipped the net, unfortunately.
Serves down the tee to the forehand of Parry, and a wild forehand from Anna Samova. And after all that hard work in breaking, she's in danger of giving it straight back. Two break back points.
Very impatient. And you wonder if it's, you know, in between the years that you want to finish the points so fast because you're getting hotter and hotter out there.
Yeah, could be.
It's suffocating out there.
Merci.
Feels like a sauna.
Merci.
Really could be. It is 15-40. Serve takes a bit of speed off the serve that he's from over there and actually fooled Parry. Yeah. The ball almost didn't get to her on the backhand slice return.
She was so early.
Yep.
She hit it so far in front that she didn't have anything to put in it. Good change up from Anisimova. Smart play.
Still break point, 30-40. Serve in the top of the net. And off into the tram lines. Second serve. Parry waits 6 feet behind the baseline or so. Runs around the backhand. It's a high forehand, deep to the forehand of Anisimova, who just about steers the forehand inside the baseline. Slice backhand from Parry down the middle. Inside out goes Anisimova on the forehand. Then back behind Parry, who's moving quickly across the baseline to stay in the rally. Ball bounces low on Parry. She does a good job in digging it out. And again on the backhand slice into the backhand corner of Anisimova, who nets. And a break back for Diane Parry. Anisimova punches her strings in disgust.
Well, she was also showing Anisimova when she hit it to tell herself to hit more low to high action, to put more topspin on the ball, because when the ball is sliced, it just skids and it stays so low that if you don't put enough topspin, unfortunately, you can't get enough arch to get over the net. So she knows exactly what to do. Now it's all about making it happen.
Indeed. Back on serve on court, Philippe Chatrier in the second set. Parry taking the first. It is on serve in the second set. Sabalenka and Kazatkina. Kazatkina really pushing Arina Sabalenka here. It's 4-all. Love 15 on the Sabalenka serve. World number one, Sabalenka. She'll stay number one no matter what happens now that Rybakina had lost early here. She's just changing her racket at love 15. How many games is that? 6, 10, 14? No, she may have broken a string. I didn't see. She changes her racket, puts her vibration dampener back in. But being asked a few questions by Kazatkina, who now plays under the Australian flag, of course, and switched her nationality from Russia a year or so ago. Second serve for Kazatkina to look at. Could be a bit of a turn-up if she could turn this one around, say the least. It's got so many skills, Kazatkina. We were talking about the power Sabalenka has being such a tough matchup for her, but you never know. Three, four. Diane Parry having got the break back in this second set. Looking to reach the fourth round of a Grand Slam for the first time in her career. One of those players we've always looked at and thought, wow, that's a lovely backhand she's got. She's a lot of talent. I've never quite broken through to the second week, but this, could this be it? Playing Amanda Anisimova, the number six seed, far from easy. But she's back on serve here. Let's see how she gets on. A reminder, do get us, get in touch, French Open Radio at fft.fr or at @radio_RG on X/Twitter. And we will endeavour to read as many of those as we can and answer any of your questions that you have for Sophie. Parry serving. Just waits a moment. Second serve. Parry hits it to the back end of Anisimova, who nets on the back end side.
It's a lot of enforced error from the back end from Anisimova. It's surprising because it is her best shot. So you know that the back end, again, how much has she hit that back end, you know, in the last 3-4 weeks because of the injury with the left wrist?
Yes,
is
exactly.
The question.
Exactly.
Let premier service.
And is it hurting still? You know, it's so many questions here.
Yep, we don't know if she's still on painkillers or what. It's 15 love, Parry. We'll switch over to Sabalenka and Kazakina in a minute, because that's getting close, perhaps, to the conclusion of this, that match. Sabalenka serving at 6 love, 4 all, 40-30. Could be soon one game away, and you know how devastating she can be. She can break in a flash. But Kazakina making her life difficult. Good return from Anisimova, meanwhile. Draws the arrow from Parry. It's 15-0. Kazakina running Sabalenka around the court, playing some really nice tennis.
Now she's more consistent, and you know, I just think that the first set Sabalenka was just on a roll.
She was.
That you could do.
While Parry and Anisimova battle this bit out, let's pop over to Sabalenka and Kazakina, because it's becoming a real battle. Deuce. Sabalenka serving at 4-all, second set. Caught Suzanne Longlet. Just takes a breather, waits a moment, and serves. Huge serve out wide on the angles. A beauty from Sabalenka just when she needed it.
It's all about timing, and you know the most important point. Number one player in the world, able to come up with the slider very short in the box. That reminds me of a certain Serena Williams.
Yeah, roaring.
Acing when she needed it the most.
Roaring encouragement, Sabalenka. Big let's go after that serve. Then the serve to the backhand of Kazakina, which is long and goes over the baseline. Sabalenka. And Sabalenka a game away at 5-4 in this second set now.
Yep, she gave her that last one because she really had a play on that backhand return. Kazakina, but again, on the important moment, so Sabalenka with the ace, a deuce.
Felicity in Cincinnati says, happy to be able to listen this morning while I rest from the work week. TFO is my favourite player on tour and my dream pick, but I'm wondering about his chances. Who knows, though, this men's tournament has been anything but predictable. What do you think?
Who? Which one?
You know, TFO.
TFO? You know, I thought he was going to lose when he won in that five-setter, and I was very impressed because, you know, guy is massive, and to play on clay, you know, it's a lot of effort, I think, for him, because I mean, he'd like to hit about 2 or 3 forehands or one ace and be done with it, like at the US Open, which I think would be more of a surface that would fit his game. But oh boy, is he demonstrating that obviously the training, the block training that he did at the end of the year last year is paying off big time, big foe.
I mean, in theory, he's got a good draw. He plays Jaime Faria, Portugal, yep, in the third round. And then should he get through that, he plays Arnaldi or Collignon. And I say it's a good draw, but Collignon is a top, top player on clay.
Yep.
And Arnaldi's no slouch either. So won't be easy, but he's in the section with Cirundolo, Landaluce, Berrettini, Comesana, Faria, Tiafo, Arnaldi, Collignon. One of those players will get to the semis.
You know what's going to happen,
big opportunity,
right? We all were waiting for Sinner to win. It's going to be another Italian.
Yeah, could be. Could be. Caboli won easily earlier.
But there's so many of them still in.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
One of them's on Court Simon Mathieu,
I mean,
right now.
Caboli was pretty much, you know, a clinic today.
Easy, yeah.
Clinic.
He, Caboli won straight sets. Berrettini is settled now with Francisco Comesana. It's 4-all on Chatrier, Parry and Anisimova. Second set, it's 5-4 here, Sabalenka. Kazakina serving, 30 love up. Serves, slowish serve to the backhand of Sabalenka. Sometimes that can be useful because she can keep her in the point. Forehand over the baseline from Sabalenka. Got a bit unlucky with her return that caught the tape and sat up for Kazakina, but
Three chances for the Australian to level up again at 5-all. Sabalenka, we've been talking about this a lot, she's just not quite at her absolute top level at the moment.
Well, she was in the first set, I thought.
I mean, in general.
In general, I agree with you.
Coming in here.
Well, 5-4 Anisimova in the Chatrier here.
Yep, on serve.
That was a quick game.
40 love, Kazakina serves to Sabalenka, who reaches up, steers the ball down the line on the backhand side. Nicely done.
Yeah, that was good timing. That ball kicked really high, but was short in the box, and you knew that Sabalenka probably picked her target before the serve even was hit by Kazatkina, going, I'm going down the line all the way.
Still a couple of game points. Kazatkina, good serve down the tee to the backhand of Sabalenka. Pulls the ball cross-court, so much power, so much venom, and wasn't bad backhand from Kazatkina, but it just got punished. 40-30. Kalinskaya won the first against Osorio, but Osorio is up 3-love in the second, and Juan Manuel Cerúndolo is following up his win over Jannik Sinner by leading Martin Landaluce 6-4, 3-love. Good serve from Kazatkina, who steers the ball with nothing on it. It sits up and asks to be hit. Sabalenka doesn't need a second invitation.
Yeah, and that's the way that Sabalenka plays, you know. I mean, she hits harder, she goes for more when she's in trouble, and it's served her right throughout her career so far. Yeah. What a game here if she was able to break and finish in two sets.
That's what she would like.
Yep.
That's what she's trying to do. 4-5 juice, Kazatkina serving. Just kicks the slow serve to the backhand of Sabalenka. Then good depth from Kazatkina draws the error. For Kazatkina, who doesn't have the power of Sabalenka, she's got to have depth, angle, variety. Yep.
And variety, which is, you know, she has great slice backhand. Yep. She has a great topspin. She also has, obviously, a lot of topspin on the forehand side. She can go around the ball off the backhand and use and, you know, direct the ball to inside in, inside out forehand.
Game point. Forehand return from Sabalenka. Wrong footing forehand down the line from Kazatkina. But then the inside out forehand from Sabalenka is massive.
Yeah, I don't like the backhand that Kazatkina is using with the two-hander. If you're not going to hit it deep, you're going to be pretty much getting hurt. I would have loved to see a little bit of an underspin or slice.
Yeah.
Just to change the rhythm and the height of the ball, because we know Sabalenka loves it when it's about the height of her hip. So, 40-all deuce here.
Exactly.
4-5 Kazatkina serving, trying to stay alive.
Needs the variety. First serve in the net from Kazatkina. Sabalenka steps forward. Waits. Second serve sits up on the backhand side. Puts the return straight down the middle. Backhand cross court from Sabalenka. Then up the line, Sabalenka in the net. Can't believe she missed it. Just a little sigh of what? How did I miss that? And another game point chance for Kazatkina. Parry serving to stay in the second set on Chatrier. It's 4-5, 15-all. Kazatkina serving. Kicker, big kicker actually, a lot of spin on it to the backhand of Sabalenka, and then a much better backhand up the line from Kazatkina, and she holds for 5-all.
What a comeback. I mean, when you think about, you know, you lose a set 6-love, and often you get yourself so disappointed, but none of that for Kazatkina. Good turnaround, and now she feels like she's in this match without a doubt. Just has to hope that maybe the level, a little bit of play drops down from the serve, especially of Sabalenka. And if she's able, as you said, you know, to find the depth and push Sabalenka off her baseline.
The return with your back and even a little higher, you know, even slower, but higher.
There's the coach of Kazakhstan telling her to return even slower, but higher off the return. As long as she finds the depth, I mean, Sabalenka is not going to enjoy hitting those ball high.
No, exactly.
There's one. Perfect.
Begins her service game at 5-all, and she nets the forehand return.
And she listens very well to her coach. You got to love it, because it's one thing to hear it, but to execute it on the dime. High forehand with ton of topspin deep down the middle. Forehand down the net from Sabalenka.
Sometimes gets her feet all wrong, Sabalenka, when she's stretching for the ball.
Well, she was not stretching here. She was just, you know, didn't like the height at all. The timing was completely off.
That's what I mean. She ends up stretching for it.
Stretching.
She's not in the right position. Not enjoying that change-up from Kazatkina. Second serve from Sabalenka again. Kazatkina hits a high forehand return.
Again.
And Sabalenka just misses the forehand long.
Same thing. The same height, same problem. not managing that that really high loop forehand with so much spin on it, top spin.
Max Murnyi in the box of Arina Sabalenka has been part of the team for a while now.
Yeah, it helped tremendously with her, you know, adding a little bit of serve and volley here in the game, which she might want to think about doing maybe. She can't hit it from the baseline,
second
especially
serve
on the outs court.
Backhand from Kazakina down the middle of the court, forehand with a bit of height. It's going to get punished. Backhand cross court from Sabalenka. That was in her wheelhouse, and she made sure of it.
15-30.
Yeah, I mean, I'd like to see a kick serve right now and come in behind it, covering our line. That would be a very good opportunity here because she obviously is having trouble off the return of Kazatkina.
Parry, game point, 4-5, second set. Sabalenka does hit a kick serve. Return from, wow, from Kazatkina. Ooh, it looked like it landed on the line at first and kicked off it, but it was called out slightly late by the umpire, who then runs down and picks the mark that he saw. Yep. It was pretty clear, and then Sabalenka quickly rubs it out just in case anyone has a closer look at it. But we get a benefit of a replay sometimes, and it was clearly out. So from love 30 back to 30 all. It's deuce on Chatrier, Parry and Anisimova. Good serve from Sabalenka. High return, hoisted high from Kazakina. Bounce smash from Sabalenka is good.
She hit somebody with it, so she's apologizing, Sabalenka. I love the way that Sabalenka got ready like a boxer around that ball when the ball was hit from the return way high. She knew she was going to go with the bouncing overhead, but she kept on moving just like a boxer around the ball to get ready and get her footwork adjusted.
Yeah.
Absolutely grand.
Moved into the ball, a la Rafael Nadal. It's set point Anisimova, meanwhile, as Kazakina plays a backhand return cross court. Good backhand from Sabalenka. Massive let's go from the Belarusian. She's ahead again, 6-5 in the second set. It is set point Anisimova on Chatrier on the Diane Parry serve. Parry taking the first, 6-3. 4-5. Game point return from Anisimova is good, really deep. Forehand just about lands in from Parry. Then another one pushing Anisimova back. She's going for it as Diane Parry in this rally. Slice forehand from Anisimova, falls short. Parry, high forehand. Whoa, right onto the baseline, saves it.
It's Anisimova netting. And you see a little bit Anisimova again, crouching a little bit, going very seldomly to get ready to return. Slow walk. Parry tailing off on her side. Getting the balls from the ball crew to get ready to serve here. Deuce, 4-5 in the second set. Parry won the first 6-3.
Reprise.
Now 26 minutes on court, and it is hot.
Lucas says, we had a future men's singles player join us on May the 1st.
Excellent.
A baby boy. Congratulations. Wow, wild forehand from Parry's given Anisimova a second set point chance. Kazakina gets ready to serve to stay in the match again. A slow, deliberate serve down the middle, and Sabalenka's return hits the top of the net, drops over the other side, stone dead. Love 15, massive stroke of luck for Sabalenka. That's the last thing you need if you're a Kazakina.
Merci.
Quickly though, back into position. Just spins the serve, but it hits the top of the net.
Here comes the return. Going to blast this on the return of serve.
Second serve. It's a double fall. Kazakina trying to go down the tee, trying to avoid the issues.
Well,
and it is love 30, and it is a set all on court Philippe Chatrier because Anisimova has broken Diane Parry to take that set 6-4. We'll be back there after the conclusion of this match. But it's Sabalenka pushing to finish it off. Love 30. Kazakina serves. Forehand to the backhand of Sabalenka, who pushes Kazakina all over the place. And then wrong foot sends the backhand behind Kazakina. It's love 40. It's three match points, Serena Sabalenka.
Well, I mean, again, Sabalenka just doing the job so well, being so aggressive, wrong footing, like you mentioned. Kazakina was anticipating totally to the cross court backhand, and it's a third match point here.
Love 40. Three match points. Nothing.
Sorry,
the serve. Just
point.
Rolls it in. Sabalenka nets the backhand.
Oh, she's so upset missing this. She's like, that ball is so short.
Yeah, barely got, didn't get
in.
To her.
Still two more here. Match points, 15-40, 6-love, 6-5-6.
Still two more. Serve down the tee from Kazatkina. Return high, looping backhand return from Sabalenka. Backhand up the line from Kazatkina is into the tram lines. And it is done and dusted for Arina Sabalenka, the world number one. Finishes it off, 6-love, 7-5. It was a tough match at first, not an easy match in the first set, but it became tough for Sabalenka in that second set. Kazatkina pushing her hard, but Sabalenka is through to the last 16 once more. She wins 6-love, 7-5.
Wow, I mean, that's a good win. She didn't want to go three, I tell you. Good comeback from Kazatkina, just not enough. Again, it's just the power of Sabalenka that is tremendous. And we know what they say, you know, power is nothing without control. And control, she's getting more and more. And that's why she's number one in the world, because about, what, six years ago, everybody was looking at her going, yeah, she can be number one in the world, but she's going to have to put more balls in. The unforced errors were so high. I don't know if you remember, we were going like 40, 50 unforced errors per match.
And then the serve issues,
but that was later. But, you know, at the beginning, it was really the fact that she was so powerful that she had no control. She didn't want to... At top spin, I think was that Tursunov who started to work with her and started to say, you're gonna have to put a little bit low to high action in your shot. Doesn't matter if you lose maybe 1, 2, 3 kilometers per hour, it's still gonna be good enough. And she learned to do that. She started being patient. She developed her game. Then she went with the serve issues. Then she had the guru coming in to help her out, which worked fantastic. And who's working now
with
Coco Gauff? That's McGavin. And then eventually added Mark Smirny, learned to not only use the drop shot, which is key for a game, I think, today, but also being able to serve better.
Well, let's hear what she has to say. She talks to Julien Benneteau.
Arena, well done. Three matches, three wins in straight sets. Can we call it a very good first week?
Yeah, definitely a great week. Happy to, you know, to be in the second week. Happy with the level I played, with the fight that she brought, and I could handle it and could close the match in straight sets. And of course, guys, thank you. Thank you for atmosphere. You. Honestly, that's a dream, you know, to play in front of you all and feel the support. Thank you so much. Merci beaucoup.
Today, you have reached a special number. As number one in the world, it's your 100th victory on the tour. And there is only 8 players before you to have done this. What does it mean for you?
You're saying that and I have a goosebumps. It means the world, it means a lot. I'm just, you know, I'm happy that in those tough moments I stayed tough, I was fighting, I never gave up, and that's where it brought me, and I'm super proud of myself, of my team, of course, that, we've been able to reach an amazing level, almost like, feels like impossible, but super proud of that.
Well done.
Thank you.
One last thing. On the Suzanne Lenglen, there are no stairs at the exits of the court. Does it mean no dance?
I'm super loyal to my friends, so I guess the competition is done, but it is how it is.
So we will
I might
see.
Be posing, not dancing.
Thank you very much, Arina,
Thank
and
you.
Good luck for the night. Mesdames et messieurs, qualifiées pour les huitièmes de finale, Arina Sabalenka.
Arina Sabalenka through to the last 16.
And just so you know, 37 winners in that match from Sabalenka for 27 unforced. If she's on the plus number, I mean, you know how dangerous she is and how well she's playing, because the risk that she's taking and to be able to be at plus 10 in that department is absolutely horrendous for the rest of the field.
What a match in progress or in prospect. She plays Naomi Osaka.
Oh. That's going to be
in the fourth round.
Like they say in America, popcorn, bring your popcorn.
Could be interesting. First time Osaka's ever been in the last 16 here, but playing some very good tennis, so could be an interesting one.
Yeah, it's going to be some hard hitting, I think. What do you think?
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Right, next match on Court Suzanne Lonlin is between Moise Kouame and Alejandro Tabilo. Kouame, who was warming up this morning in a PSG top. Paris Saint-Germain, of course, playing in the Champions League final in about 2 hours' time against Arsenal.
Wow, the roaring you just heard is at 15-all when Asamoah served that wide serve on the second serve. Well, Perry just injected so much power down the line with a forehand winner return. Oh boy, that was beautiful.
It is 30-15, Perry on the Anisimova serve, trying to get an early break in this third set. Won the first set 6-3, lost the second 6-4. And it's 30-all. Anisimova lets a backhand slice just drift wide.
So here's the problem when you have a backhand slice. It's beautiful. We all know it. It's very effective. But sometimes you get a little lazy. And because you can, with a backhand slice, you don't have to be as well set than with a one-handed backhand topspin. Mm-hmm. So sometimes you just don't get there enough and you don't use your topspin enough. And that's exactly what it is, because she needs to use it more often. She needs to mix it up, I think. She has an unbelievable topspin backhand, one-handed. She can trigger it cross court or down the line, Paris. And sometimes gets a little bit, you know, don't need to make it, don't need to get there quickly. Because you need to adjust the steps a lot more than on the slice. So let's see how that goes. 40-30 at Anisimova in this opening first game of the third.
It's often the case when you've got the variety, it's about choosing when to hit the right shot. She misses the backhand of a heavy forehand from Anisimova, who holds the start this final set.
But you know what I mean? You need to also be there quickly and quicker to get set for the two-hander, much, much more so than for the one-hander. You can get away with the one-hander with hitting it sliding. Yeah. But the two-hander, you got to set your two legs, you know, beside each other as a close stand. And that makes for more difficult footwork and movement. So, yeah, you get a little lazy. I talk about experience.
Yeah, it's from experience, yeah.
I'm telling you, I've been there, done that.
Question for you from Matthew, Sophie, saying, Sophie, what was your favourite match you played in your career? If you have one.
Well, I have a lot, actually, and lucky I was.
He's only asking for one.
Yeah, well, it's tough.
We're not going through the next hour and 5 minutes through your matches.
I'm not saying I will. I'm just trying. Can I give you a response when I'm really thinking about it?
Of course you can.
Okay,
yeah.
What was my favourite match? Bit harsh.
Love one, Penny. Very serving.
Simon, a bit harsh.
He also asked, what's Gwen says, what's your book about?
Almost made that. She thought it was an ace.
Anisimova thought it was an ace as well, but it wasn't.
I don't know. Yeah, just long.
Question from Yanni says, I was just wondering, how many courts do you have a view on from your commentary studio? Do you have video streaming to the outside courts? Yeah, well, it would be a miraculously panoramic studio if we could look at more than one court, to be honest. We are overlooking Port Philippe Chatrier. We are very lucky to have a studio that does that. And then we're very lucky to have Stefan, who can direct us through the other courts on a monitor we have. And we have another monitor with the scores on, so we can keep you up to date with everything. Which reminds me that I should do exactly that. Camila Osorio has taken the second set against Anna Kalinskaya. They're a set all.
Six love.
Juan Manuel Sorundolo up 6-4, 4-2 on Martin Landaluce. It's 2-all in the third set. Berrettini and Comisano, one set apiece on court Simon Mathieu.
So, favorite match in my career was, I guess, when I was able to get through the qualies at the Australian Open in 84 and then play Chris Everett in the quarters. So that was not, the quarters was not my favorite match. My favorite match was beating players, and Mould was one of them from South Africa, and Jolissin from Switzerland were very good on grass, and getting to the quarters. So that was one of the best memories.
So you are a member of the last eight club at the Australian Open?
Yeah, but I couldn't go any further, could I?
Well, you don't need to. You've got the last eight. It's fine.
No, what I'm saying, further, as far as getting to a tournament with the last eight, I wish it was Wimbledon, because I'm much closer to Wimbledon being...
Well, yeah, I know.
So anyway, I haven't been back.
Oh, okay. You haven't been back to Melbourne?
No, not really? Since... Well, I've been back Kuyong, in 84, but it was Kuyong now, and it's changed.
Moved, obviously, in 1988
to... It was on grass.
What was called Flinders Park is now called Melbourne Park.
Yeah.
Very close to the city. And, there's a last eight club. Saw Pat Cash in there last year. But he, of course, got to the final. Forehand wide from Parry.
Yep. And now Anisimova is actually crouching down, sitting down.
40 seconds.
A little bit on the court, bending down because, well, it is a tired game and a tired game with the heat and definitely with a long rally.